guess it was 6 months ago, I scheduled a dentist appointment for this morning. I scheduled it for yesterday morning because typically I'm busy the first day we come back, like on Monday, and then players report on a Friday. And, you know, you're sitting around the last 2 days just looking for something to do. And it's like, you know, I have about 6 months coming up, and it's like, I'd be perfect the day right before. And that turned into probably as more busy a day than a normal training camp day, more busy day than a regular season day. We've been going really, really hard since Monday. And I apologize for limited availability of time, but we're squeezing in a lot of stuff today. You know, this is usually our reporting day, and we do our conditioning test and organizational meeting the next morning. Well, we're putting that all into one day, so we're on some tight parameters of everything we do. And like Bill referred to, there's a lot of things that we have to adjust and improvise, and that's going to be one of our challenges. Usually, training camp is planned by June. Every single practice, the emphasis of each practice, you know, all that stuff is in the books and ready to go. But this year, it's all really subject to change, and it's going to be a lot more by feel, depending on, you know, number of guys that we have available to practice, particularly early, the parameters of those practices, and also the shape of the team. A lot of that is going to determine how we're going to be able to get through these next few weeks.
Have you said, since you're on, just some of the high points in terms of health and all that? Have you had a chance to look at players like Hanson, Gus, Backus, guys like that? Where do you stand?
A couple of those guys were able to get into the facility a few days ago to start being checked. We're actually doing our physicals right now, where we have all of the people that are involved in all those decisions. So starting, I guess it was Tuesday or so, we could get those guys here and start getting treatments and things like that. But we'll have a little better idea today. And then, again, you know, not only the physicals but also the conditioning test. By about 6 o'clock tonight, we'll probably have a pretty good feel for, you know, health of players and also the conditioning level.
Do you have any concerns at this point on any of those players as we speak?
I don't want to go too quick on Backus, but, you know, that's not going to be a day-to-day thing. That's going to be a little bit of time. How much, I don't know. You know, I think everybody feels confident that we can that he'll be ready, but when, I really don't know, and we'll take that one step by step. I think those other guys, I wouldn't anticipate any problem. I think we're ready
Including
to go.
Hanson.
Yeah, I think. But again, we haven't gone through physicals today.
So just to clarify, Jeff won't open ready to practice here right away?
Well, he's going to be doing things, but he's not going to be out there, you know, practicing in practice with everybody else. It doesn't make any sense to, you know, to do it right now.
How big of a concern is that position going forward in free agency, you know, adding some depth to
I think we're looking at depth at a lot of different positions, and I think that with the way we finished the year last year, you know, with Gosdar being hurt, we saw Corey Hilliard and even Jason Fox get some playing time. So, you know, we drafted a player in the 7th round, Colbreth, to, you know, so it gives those guys chances to get some reps and things like that. And I mean, you know, you never want to have a player injured or anything like that, but probably better at the beginning, knowing it coming in, and giving you time to address that in camp and give some opportunity for some other guys. I mean, Jeff Solid is a rock. He's started 160 straight games in the National Football League. He's never missed a game, and you know, and that's probably the definition of reliability. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure he'll be ready.
How different is it, Jim, just along the lines of, say, Colbert? Normally, you would have seen him some before now. How different is it this year when you're dealing with guys that you really haven't seen up until this point on your field?
Yeah, rookies have a lot on their plate. You know, usually rookies are here May 17th, whatever it is. Well, they're here before that. They have a rookie mini camp or orientation. Then they're here and they're mixed in with the vets and they're working out and they're learning the system and they're going through OTAs and mini camps and things like that. By the time they get to training camp, they're still learning, but they're pretty much familiar with the system. We know they're in shape. they know the teammates, they know their way around, they do, they have all that stuff under the belt, and they go out to training camp and they compete for spots on the 53. They compete for playing time. They get their bodies and minds ready for the season. I mean, that's what training camp was. What's going to happen now, with particularly with rookies and new players, is they're going to be learning the system as that goes on. So they're going to be trying to compete, but also trying to go out there every single day and learn something. They're starting from zero. So it does change that dynamic for rookies, and they have a lot on their plate. They're going to have a lot to manage over the next few weeks, where, you know, before it was mainly physical during training camp. It's going to be physical. It's going to be mental. There's a lot of different things that go into it. So it's definitely different.
What would the need of your defense if you allegedly were able to sign a linebacker with starting experience who played both inside and outside in the AFC South?
Wow. There's a lot of alleged and everything else. I'll put it this way. I think that even going back to the draft, I think you guys got tired of hearing, you know, best player available and things like that. The most important thing is finding good football players that fit what we need them to do, not trying to fit square pegs and round holes, and not trying to, you know, press and sign somebody, draft somebody, whatever, acquire some player just because of a circumstance. And when we've been patient that way and had an evaluation, and, you know, like I said, our objective is just get good football players. So, and that'll continue with, you know, the negotiations that we're going through right now. Bill mentioned Friday at 6. Bill mentioned Friday at 6. I mean, that's not going to be the finish line. There's going to be a lot that are going to be before then, or they're going to be announced then, and there's going to be a lot that are going to be after that. And it's going to be a work in progress. We're going to have our first day of practice, and we're going to have a lot of players not on the practice field, because those guys without contracts aren't going to be able to practice until the first day of the league year, and which right now is August 4th. So there is a big group of exclusive rights free. Bill mentioned all those guys that you're not allowed to talk about: exclusive right free agents, restricted free agents, unrestricted free agents, both on your team and other teams, that until they get the league year, those guys aren't going to be able to be out to practice. So, you know, every day, you know, at practice, there might be a new face, and guys, and through no fault of their own, not holding out or anything else. It's just the logistics of the union going through their recertification process and a new CBA and all those things. I mean, there's a lot on. It's a lot different, like I said, than a normal preseason.
Without naming names, can you just share your excitement with what you've done so far and how much you still have left to accomplish in free agency coming up here?
Let me just say this: we're still a work in progress. And I'll just leave it that way. And I think that the one thing that Martin, his staff, and we've proved is that there's a, you know, Martin would always famously say, hey, the draft isn't, you know, the last time of this. And tomorrow at 6 isn't going to be the last time. There's a lot of work to do. There's an awful lot of work to do. And I'm probably wasting a lot of it by being here. But, yeah, well... But just to give you guys, I've been telling the players all the same thing as they've been checking in today. I mean, this is really uncharted territory in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things that, you know, are new. I mean, an off day on Sunday. Usually you come to camp and, you know, ready, set, go, and you're going 100 miles an hour and you're cranking for 15 straight days. And we're going to say on your mark, set, go, stop. And you know, have an off day there, and it's just going to be different. So you know, it's our job to adjust to it. It's our job to do, you know, the best we can under the circumstances, and be prepared for a lot of different scenarios. Free agency, player acquisition is one of those things. You know, usually when you're signing free agents, when you're getting the draft picks, I went through sort of what draft picks usually go through. Usually when you sign a free agent, you're signing them in March. He's going through all your off-season programs. He's going through all your OTAs. He's learning. He's doing all those different things. By the time it's training camp, I mean, he's already indoctrinated and ready to go. He's on a much – those guys are going to be on a much tighter schedule this year.
But you're finally able to see Stafford, you know, hands-on, eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah, I can talk about him. He's under contract.
What was that like? What were your impressions? And he was, I think you were at 10 to 10 to get the building right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think TV scouting him, you know, TV scouted him a little bit in the spring at the Georgia game. We were getting ready for the draft and turned the TV on at the halftime of the Georgia spring game to see him throw a throw for charity or something like that. You know, and you know, you see him different spots along the way. Saw him at the golf tournament. And, you know, I mean, Matt's going to be in shape. He's going to be ready to go. And, you know, we look forward to putting all those that missed time behind him. You know, that's key for this football team.
I take it back to last year. I think you guys had just been beat by the Bears. You were 2-10, and things were kind of scuttling. And you came out and said you expected great things for the Lions. You mentioned Stafford specifically. Can you go back to what you were talking about then and how that relates to now as you're healthy again and building a new?
I wasn't on my list of pre-press conference briefings from Keenest, or wasn't on my list of things to say or whatever, but I just sort of got a little tired of the negativity and the doom and gloom, and, you know, I had a good feel for where the football team was and where we were going, and, you know, it wasn't like I was calling a shot or predicting anything. It's how I honestly felt, and I still feel that way. I mean, I know people in Detroit, people around the country are very optimistic about the Lions. You know, every time you pick up a newspaper or something like that, you're hearing something or reading something or hearing something on TV. And we're the same way. But I think our optimism and our feeling about the team is from, you know, maybe not coming from the same place. You know, we still have a lot of work to do and all those different things. But I felt that way then. I still feel that way now. And, you know, Matt's, you know, as I said with Mike, Matt's very key to what we're going to do. And the pieces we've put around him on offense are, you know, we're all done very specifically to complement different players' strengths and things like that, including Matt.
The optimism that people have that you just mentioned seemed to have really snowballed during this offseason. Yesterday, I'm sure you saw Peter King mentioned you guys in conjunction with being one of his Super Bowl picks, quite possibly.
Yeah, I didn't know MSNBC had a sports thing now. I didn't see it. I heard the audio clip, but I didn't see it.
Just your thoughts on, you know, like Killer just said, you guys were 2-10 at one point last year. You finished fast, and all of a sudden, you're getting a lot of love around the country.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change the way we feel. It doesn't change the way we go about our business, and that's where I feel strong about our team and our ability to stay focused through stuff like that. That can be distracting for some teams. That can be distracting for some players. It's our job as leaders of the team, head coach, leaders of the team, you know, to make sure that doesn't happen. And I'll go back to what I said 2 years ago, and I'll probably say to the team every single year, and I'll say it to you guys, and it's cliche, but that stuff doesn't matter. We don't need to worry about that stuff. What we need to worry about is we need to worry about having a good conditioning test today. We need to have a good meeting tonight. We need to have a good practice tomorrow. Actually, we don't need to worry about practice tomorrow until practice tomorrow comes up. And if we let the process, if we work the process, then the result will take care of itself. If we're worried about what the result is, you know, you don't go into training camp saying, hey, our goal is to have a good training camp. You go into training camp saying, let's have a good day today. Let's do that. Let's have a good day tomorrow. And if you do that, if you work the process, you'll accomplish what you want to accomplish. We don't have any games scheduled today or tomorrow. You know, we can't do anything other than take care of our business now. If we do that, if I can keep the guys focused, they stay focused on those kind of things, then, you know, we'll accomplish what we want to get accomplished. I'll try to put it that way.
Do you get a sense that the players have an understanding of what the challenges are going to face with the, you know, with the compacted timeline and that they're willing to do what they need to do to overcome those challenges?
Oh, sure. You know, I've been speaking to individually. You know, when they go through a check-in process, they're getting physicals, and they have to go to the equipment room, and they have to go all over the building, and they have a little checklist, and I'm the closer. I'm the last person that's to sign off on their card. So each guy sort of give a little heads up, hey, look, is this going to be, a challenging situation. There's a lot of different things on your plate. We're going to have to work through it. And I'll talk also about that in meetings and things like that. But, you know, that's part of training camp this year. It wasn't in the past, but the ability to adjust, the ability to handle a lot of different things at the same time, is going to be very key this year.
Is this one thing about the extended time off? I'm sure you missed the mini camps and all that in terms of learning, but are you kind of curious to see what the extra rest, what the impact might be on veteran players with having extended time, whether there might be some benefit to a certain amount of it?
No. I mean, I'm not going to make a case for not being here being a good thing. I mean, I think that everybody, I mean, whether you're, you know, doing what you guys do or coaching or playing, the way you improve is you work your craft and you take criticism and you try to correct things and you try to work and things like that. And I think, you know, but there's always going to be value in that, and that's always going to be more valuable than sitting around doing anything.
Last question, just to be clear on the who can be there starting tomorrow. Your rookies and undrafteds, if they've worked out a deal, they can go. So you've got the guys who are under contract and the rookies.
Right. But I think Bill can give you that clarification, and then maybe even put some players on some of those lists, the exclusive rights players, the restricted, the unrestricted free agents. You know, if you might be able to do that, to be able to give them.
Are they allowed in the building though? They just can't work out.
Well, once they get to, they're allowed in the building today, and then once we get to, they're actually allowed in the building tomorrow, but they can't start going through the meetings and things like that until I think 6 o'clock tomorrow. I think that's the, you know, that's when they can.
But after that, once they're signed, they can go to meetings, but they can't.
But then
practice.
They won't be at practice until, and you know, right now I think it's August. It's August 4th. But Bill can put all that stuff where it can be, you know, you can have all that info.
Where are you guys at with signing those rookies?
Working. I mean, I think that the whole thing was with the rookie wage scale and the system there was all designed to prevent holdouts and to make it an orderly signing process and a salary structure that made sense and everything else. But again, it goes back to approved on Monday, and not only do you have 32 teams, but you have hundreds of agents, and some of them very, very well clued into the proceedings and what's going to happen, and some of them not. Some of them are still getting educated and things like that. In the future, it'll be probably a lot easier than right now. So it's still time, but you know, we have time there. But as soon as we get those guys signed, they can be on the practice field.
Thank you.